Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here on blogtalkradio.com/course mastery. And also, you can find us on our website, truthought.org. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to be talking this morning about Lesson 332 in A Course in Miracles workbook. For it, fear binds the world, forgiveness sets it free. And before we begin, we're going to join together for just a brief moment of silence, and we're so grateful that you're with us. Let's take a good deep breath.
Fear binds the world. Forgiveness sets it free. The ego makes illusions. Truth undoes its evil dreams by shining them away. Truth never makes attack. It merely is, and by its presence is the mind recalled from fantasies, awaking to the real. Forgiveness bids this presence enter in and take its rightful place within the mind. Without forgiveness is the mind in chains, believing in its own futility. Yet with forgiveness does the light shine through the dream of darkness that is its inheritance.
We would not bind the world again today. Fear holds it prisoner. And yet your love has given us the means to set it free. Father, we would release it now. For as we offer freedom, it is given us. And we would not remain as prisoners while you hold out our freedom unto us. Fear binds the world. Forgiveness sets it free. And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence. And let's take another good deep breath here. We recognize that through studying A Course in Miracles that there is another way to see forgiveness. And the way Jesus helps us to see forgiveness in A Course in Miracles is far and away different than what the world had conditioned me to understand forgiveness as and what I'd been introduced to heretofore. Because heretofore, forgiveness was seen as from the eyes of judgment. We would look at the world, we would look at whatever is going on, and we would place judgment upon it. And in that judgment, we would simply say, okay, you did this, and I'm going to overlook it and not blame you or hold you guilty for what has happened, or the group or the world or whatever I would define as my judgment might define as the cause of the problem or the cause of something wrong. But forgiveness through A Course in Miracles simply looks beyond the illusion that something has happened, that something is wrong. And it looks to the innocence of all that is. Everything is innocence. And so this whole idea of forgiveness is such a huge part of our journey of conscious evolution, of our journey of awakening, because it is to begin to recognize that the whole concept of judgment is a false construct. We imprison ourselves because we imprison our brothers and sisters. We think they do something wrong, and we then, from that judgment, turn to punishment.
Mm.
And that punishment in prison, and we put them in, you know, people are condemned to death and also are imprisoned for life. And we are the ones who are imprisoned by that very judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, they have not changed from what God has created them to be. You have never changed from what God created you to be, and you are perfectly innocent. So when we imprison our brothers and sisters when we condemn or damn our brothers and sisters for punishment or whatever reason, we have denied what God has created. We have denied their perfection. We have denied their innocence. So for the world to heal, for us to ever heal in our own minds, we have to wake up to the realization that everything is perfectly innocent because everything that is real is of God. And everything that is of God is perfectly innocent. And our judgment that we lay upon the world to maintain our own specialness is a damnation of us. It holds us prisoner. And it's time for us to wake up and begin to realize that we must let our brothers free. Because as we offer freedom, it is given us, and we would not remain as prisoners while you hold out our freedom unto us. Our freedom comes from looking beyond the world's representation, its expression, its reflection of our misperceptions, to look beyond what people are doing and see them with the eyes of love and to remember their perfect innocence. That is what heals, and that is what sets us free.
Wow, so powerful, just so powerful. I read earlier in the text, you know, that in it, what is innocence? Innocence is without evil. Innocence is pure. It is that sinlessness, and it is as God created us. And when I judge and when I seek to punish those I might judge or myself, I'm assuring, I'm investing in the thing that I'm judging against. And I'm assuring that then I am immersed in that experience. I'm assuring its continuation. I'm married to it, you know, and that that I'm reminded of what my first spiritual teacher, Forenza, would always say, you know, to thine own self be true, to thine own self be true, to that innocence be true to that, and that truth shall set you free. And lo and behold, it actually sets us all free. And that truth is our divine identity. That is the cornerstone of everything that we're speaking of. It is that divine identity. That is the truth. To thine own capital self, be true. Be true to that identity. Don't waver from that. Don't waver from seeing, you know, the holy, perfect, innocent child of God that you are, that you may then see the holy, perfect, innocent child of God that all are. And that to do anything other than that traps us, imprisons us in a karmic field that we cannot escape. We cannot escape. And lifetime after lifetime, we've proven that. And so, you know, it's that fear that binds us to the world, and forgiveness sets us free. To thine own self, to thy own identity, be true, and let that truth, which undoes its evil dreams by shining them away, truth never makes attack, it merely is. Let us offer freedom to ourselves and to our brothers and sisters. Let us remember who we are.
Yeah, I think you shared with me today, you know, this morning you talked about someone pointing out or helping you to remember that saying, you know, forgive them, they know not what they do.
Yes, it was Eckhart Tolle.
Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah.
We were reading Eckhart Tolle this morning or something. But
forgive them, for they know not what they do. It was really forgive them, for they're not conscious.
Right.
To know not what you do means that you're unconscious in that moment.
Right.
Yeah.
But it also it kind of also is like you've heard the saying, when you point a finger at somebody, you got three fingers pointing back at you. Mm-hmm. But what it's really saying is, if you're thinking somebody did something and forgive them, they know not what they do. What even the idea of forgiveness is the implication that you're not looking beyond the expression itself. You're judging. In order to think that something needs to be forgiven, that something's wrong or somebody's doing something wrong, that's a judgment. Now, clearly, there are instances where someone has completely gone insane, because we're all insane, but some of us are just, we believe ourselves to be marginally insane or, you know, comfortably insane. But the point is that when someone is acting so far out of alignment of truth as to cause harm to some innocent person, or, you know, the way we treat the animals that, you know, that provide us with nutrition is horrific. The way that we treat each other, it's horrific. So to move beyond and to see our brothers in their innocence doesn't mean that we don't stand for integrity. And I'm always called to reflect back on that, because acting with integrity is a better way of saying it, is to be aligned with love, because it's to helping other people. So it's kind of like putting somebody in a straitjacket because they're damaging, hurting themselves, right? Because, you know, they're so away from loving themselves that they're willing to harm others and themselves. Mm. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't stand for integrity and basically arrest that situation. But to punish people, to come at things that we see in the world from a perspective of, oh, we want justice, or the term social justice is so frequently used today in our world and our media. We have no concept of what social justice is. We have no concept of justice, because justice is the implication of punishment and control and specialness. And at the heart of it is judgment. And so loving our brothers is to see their innocence, maybe to arrest their behavior temporarily until they can know that they are loved, but to love them and to see anyone who's acting inappropriately and expressing in a way that's other than loving is to recognize that it's a cry for love. It's not something that deserves, cry for love does not deserve punishment. Period, period, period. And we need to be, I think we should allow ourselves to be more benevolent and more conscious of everyone's perfect innocence. And we have an opportunity, I think, in this new year to move towards how we act individually, certainly, in this world and with each other. Forgive them. They know not what they do. And forgive me for thinking that I have the ability to judge.
Fear binds the world. Forgiveness sets us free.
Let's be free.
Yes. Free at last.
Free at last.
Free at last.
Yeah. Thank you for being with me this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us for another journey here into this coursework. Stay the course. We will return. God bless you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my send my love over the sea. I send